Blog Talk Radio.
We have a coat of arms. On the coat of arms is a big Catholic cross held by a mailed fist. And also underneath is written in Latin, underneath the shield, is In Hoc Signo Vinces, which is the sign in the sky that the Emperor Constantine saw at the Battle of the Milvian Bridge, when he pledged that he would convert to Catholicism if God would give him that day's victory. And he saw in Latin, In Hoc Signo Vinces, in this sign you will conquer. Then he had his troops paint the cross on the shield, and he won the Battle of the Milvian Bridge. And Constantine has a big city named after him, which was hijacked by bad Muslims. The city was Constantinople. And when the Christian city of Constantinople fell, the bad Muslims turned the name of the city into Istanbul. That's why you hear the song, Istanbul was once a Constantinople. My uncle, who is from the Lynch clan, not a verb, a name. As a matter of fact, Patrick Lynch of the PBA has the same last name. My uncle's name was Jimmy Lynch, and he came from Glasgow, Scotland, and as an immigrant. And he used to play soccer at Jasper Oval, which is in Harlem, because the Irish were in Harlem first. Did you know that? Did you know that the headquarters for the Irish Echo is still in Harlem? It's unbelievable. It's a small world. I remember growing up as a first-generation American of Irish descent and going to school in Harlem and riding the Amsterdam Avenue bus from my neighborhood of Washington Heights and down into Harlem. And as I passed the bars, they all had black people hanging outside of them, and they still had shamrocks in the window. And the signs even had shamrocks. Well, eventually the black people gave up the bars, and they became Latino bars, like the Cabo Haino, the Red Cape, where Tito Puente used to serenade his people with some good, hot Latin music, from mambos to cha-chas to merengues to salsa, a great sound. And that's how the melting pot used to work. Everybody became American. But now that the communists run the country, there is no more melting pot. There is only a division pot. And we're all going to be little Balkan countries when they get finished with us, under the guise of political correctness. So, the topic for tonight is Grow Up America and Recognize Your Enemies. Oh, my uncle changed the coat of arms slogan from In Hoc Signo Vinces to In Hoc Always. Yeah, we're big borrowers. But anyway, we survived. We're also survivors. He used to joke that people used to see him, sitting out in the street with all his furniture, and they thought he was opening a sidewalk cafe. He was being evicted. Yeah. Anyway, time to stop speaking wuss words. Yeah, grow up, America, and recognize your enemies. They say between 1 million and 3 million French came out today to say, "Je suis Charlie." Yeah. "Je suis Charlie." Yeah. "Allez-vous, terroriste." Go away. Go away, terrorist. "Allez-vous." And the terrorist says, "Je suis terroriste. Do you have a gun?" "No, we don't have guns. We don't believe in them. But we believe in them. Allahu Akbar and bye-bye." Yeah. We're in trouble, man. Don't ever let them take your guns away. Anybody starts talking about gun control, go out and buy two more. We got 300 million guns in this country, and it's not enough. As a matter of fact, our enemies have automatic weapons. We now have to qualify with automatic weapons. And every militia group in the neighborhood has to have at least... out of a squad of 11 riflemen, we got to have 2 BAR men. And that's not bar. That's a Browning automatic rifles. We need at least 2 out of 11. And we could use a mortar platoon here and there, too. And don't forget the old 30 caliber and 50 caliber machine guns. We could use a few of those. We got to level the playing field. We got to level the players, too, on the other side. And don't bother bringing them in. Don't make any citizens' arrests. If they're on the battlefield, leave them on the battlefield. That's it. You come to play. You play with the big boys. You pay with the big boys. Time to stop speaking wuss words. We got to get off this wussy. Every time you turn on the TV, who are the enemies of the American people? They're zombies. They're vampires. They're women that can ride and shoot. Yeah, and it's unbelievable. Imagine being on the fifth floor of a house on fire. There's a firewoman yelling up at you, "Could you come down the ladder, please? I can't climb that high. I got my heels on." Or can you go to the shooting range with a female cop and she says, "Could you load my magazine? Because I just had my nails done." You don't think that doesn't happen? I know somebody that refused to do it. Yep. He said, no, I'm not loading your magazine, officer. So we got to know who our enemies are. And they're not from aliens from another planet. They're right from this planet. They're all homegrown. The biggest enemy is not Al-Qaeda. The biggest enemy are the Democrats, because the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. So it's time to stop speaking wuss words like liberal and leftist. When I hear a guy say liberal and leftist, he's afraid to say what's really in his heart. And what's in his heart is the word communist. But he's afraid he'll be labeled as a McCarthyite. What was wrong with Joe McCarthy? You give me a show on TV, and I'll open it up with a little salute to Joe McCarthy. I'll have his picture, a poster on the wall. I'll have a row of candles, you know, that you put the donations in, like in church. And I'll go and light a candle in front of it and pray in front of his statue. Blessed Joseph McCarthy. His only problem was he loved this country too much, and he had the wrong list. Time to stop speaking wuss words like liberal and leftist. Start using the right label. The enemy does. Can you say the word communist? Did you know political correctness was introduced as a subjugation tactic by the Bolsheviks in 1914? That's the revolution, the Bolshevik revolution that began with child murder and continues with child murder in the USA called communist choice. There is no choice for the unborn. They're butchered like William Wallace of Scotland, drawn and quartered. And the communists will tell you, yes, we're killing them. It's the law. It's settled law. And we're killing them, and they feel no pain. They're only a little bit of tissue. Well, why don't you sit down in that dental chair and let me check a little bit of tissue with this drill here. And let me know if you feel any pain. So what they're doing is they're killing the American breed of heroes and replacing them with communist and Islamo-commos from all over the communist-controlled world. Do you know Paul Kengor? He is an author that proved the ACLU was founded by Roger Baldwin while Stalin was murdering 10 million Ukrainians and the Russians never stopped murdering the Ukrainians. His un-American counterpart was creating the Communist Party under the direction of the Soviets. Another traitor was an ACLU member named Lamont. Google Baldwin and Lamont and the ACLU and see where it leads you. The editor of the New York Communist Times, when the Ukrainians were being starved to death and eating their children, was a guy named Jimmy Durante. He covered up all the Soviet murders in his Bolshevik rag, the same rag that brought Castro to power, calling him the George Washington of Cuba. Today in the USA, the Communist Party is the Democrat Party. The Rhino Party is the new Democrat Party. More tea, anybody? Is it time for a tune? Have we lost love?
Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Hello. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, infinite. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. Bye bye, my love. Bye.
Here's a bit of news. It scared me for a minute. I read it wrong. Eric Garner, prosecutor, tapped to run for seat vacated by Michael Grimm. Daniel Donovan, the Staten Island district attorney who famously oversaw the grand jury that did not indict Officer Daniel Pantaleo for the death of Eric Garner, will be the GOP candidate running for Michael Grimm's abandoned seat in Congress. I feel sorry for Grimm. I think Grimm got a wrong deal, okay? But he made the call for himself, and I was very shocked to see people that were totally disappointed in Grimm because he was stealing. and the people that were shocked the most were the guys that steal the most. Unbelievable, man. You can't even get a break from your own kind. Really sad. I wish Donovan well, because he's running in for Staten Island and a part of Brooklyn that's still, is fighting a rear guard action against the communists of New York City. Jimmy from Brooklyn one day called me. He said, "Hey, Tom, guess how many guys are in the mafia from all over the country?" I says, "I have no idea, Jimmy. How many?" He says, 10,000. He says, "Guess how many communists are on the Lower East Side?" I says, "Jimmy, I have no idea." He says, 800,000. That is sad, huh? Now, the figures are, they're speculative. He was just making a point. But his point was well taken. Sheriff Joe Arpaio issues ultimatum to Al Sharpton. Come on down. Wouldn't you like to see Al Sharpton wearing pink underwear in the outdoor prison? Al Sharpton shakes down a lot of people. That's why we got to do away with lobbies, and that's why we got to do away with champagne contributions over a dollar. This country belongs to you, the American people, whether you're living in a cardboard box on the sidewalk of New York or you're living in a mansion. This country belongs to you, the American people, and every vote should count. Now, a poor man's vote, you can't count because you got people buying politicians. And my father-in-law used to say, "Why does a guy spend $2 million to get a job that pays $170,000 a year? Why does that happen?" We got to get rid of lobbies. We got to cut the size of the government. The more people around the register, the more stealing goes on. We got to do away with champagne contributions over a dollar, whether you're the Chinese National Army donating to the Clintons. The most you can donate is $1. Okay? Whether you're the emir of Kuwait, or the Sultan of Brunei, the most you can donate to any politician is $1. And that keeps America American. That keeps us safe. And having said that, let's see what else we got. Union thug hit me on the head with a baseball bat. Okay, we can put the Union thugs right out of business because the most they can contribute is a dollar. Their vote, their collective vote, is no greater than the guy they hit over the head with the baseball bat. GOP picks candidate for a special election. Let's see what that's about. And it's taking too long. Pentagon says insider on the verge of new currency. Yeah, okay. Everybody's trying to sell gold. I don't know what the answer is, but I say stay the course. Drill as much oil as we possibly can. Mine as much precious metals as we possibly can. Let everybody get into the drilling game. Come all ye young rebels, enlist while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. Yeah, and it makes us all part of the patriot game. Here's a guy named Corsi. He's always exposing Obama. Exposing Obama's plan to use illegal aliens to tear down America. Yes, you see those 3 million French out there? The problem with the French is they have no guns. The only ones that have guns in France are terrorists. Yeah. And they like to raid kosher delicatessens. I firmly believe that any man's finest hour, the greatest fulfillment of all that he holds dear, is that moment when he has worked his heart out in a good cause and lies exhausted on the field of battle victorious. That's a quotation from Vince Lombardi. Wasn't his Green Bay Packers, weren't they victorious? They were victorious today, man. I was rooting for them. Yeah. my little grandson knows that the G on the helmet and number 12 is Green Bay Packers quarterback. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And very good. They had a nice showing today. I like Aaron Rodgers. He's a gentleman. And most of the quarterbacks are gentlemen. It's some of the thugs. Like, what's that guy's name? Sue? That stepped on Rodgers' leg and tried to break it? Yeah. That guy should be removed. He should get... He should have to go for therapy. Yeah. Pentagon insider. We said that one already. Conservatives must stand up to Obama. Yeah. The rhinos aren't going to. They're not going to. They're only worried about what's in their treasury. Yeah. And the rhinos were the first ones to move on the tax, the gas tax. And we want to keep those oil prices down. We want to see them lower. And if it was a Machiavellian plot on the part of the Saudis to destroy Russia's economy and Iran's economy, good. Do it. And if it was part of your plot to wipe out fracking in America, bad. Forget about it. Because we're going to tell you, go frack yourselves. Grab a pair before they're gone. Put my glasses. I thought it was an ad, you know. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hang in there 1 second. I'm going to give you a tune. Yes. Yes. Who's this? Who? Hold on, I'm on the radio. Hang in there one second, all right? Okay, we'll give you 16 candles. I'm back. Sorry about the interruption. Friend of the family called, the son just called. Okay. So we were looking at the New Jersey, where Mercedes-Benz is pulling out. And then we turn on the TV, and there's a 30-year Cuomo saying, come, relocate to New York, and we'll give you 10 years of free taxes. And we'll take it out on the people that never got a chance to relocate out of the state, and we'll charge them more. Yeah. Imagine that. You're here, you're struggling, and you turn on your TV, and there's your governor, 30 deer. You don't need 30 bullets to kill a deer. Hey, this is New York. How do you know the deer don't have guns? Yeah. How do you know you're not hunting 30 deer? Yeah, Governor Cuomo, what a piece of work he is. Unbelievable. And he's a baby killer. And he wants to be president. Yeah, listen, if I'm president, we'll give you 10 years no taxes for killing kids. Yeah, we'll open up chop shops, Democratic chop shops. We call them planned slaughterhood. Yeah, how sophisticated are we that we're so smart? We just learned that the earth is round, but we can't figure out how to save a child's life from being torn to pieces. How smart are we? We're in a 50-year war with Islam, and we can't stop GIs from having their legs blown off and their faces burned from an IED that's planted on the road no more than 3 or 4 feet in the ground. And we haven't got any technology that can find those IEDs and detonate them before we get close enough to die. How sophisticated are we? We put a man on the moon, and today the Russians won't give us a ride to space. We can't go to space because the Russians won't take us. How sophisticated are we? We're in trouble. We're losing our creativity. We're losing our invention capability. And your own government is importing people because they'll tell you that the students that are graduating are not smart enough to do the work. We have to go outside the country to get intelligent people. And now Obama is promising the first 2 years free tuition in community colleges. He's buying votes. That's what the communists do. And the more members of the Communist Party, eventually the communist government will rule. Because if the communist government goes out of business, so do all of the slaves. We're in trouble. So did you see what happened in France? What happened in France was a cartoonist was making fun of the Prophet Mohammed. And check me out on this. They showed a picture of the Prophet Mohammed naked getting anal sex. And so therefore, the Muslims put out a fatwa on the cartoonists. And they went in with AK-47s to their office, and they called out the names of those they wanted to execute, and they executed anybody anyway. And then they escaped. And on the way out, escaping, they had a wounded policeman on the ground who may not have had a gun, and they went, and he was... he was in pain. He was writhing in pain. And they ran over to him. He put up his hand, you know, don't shoot me, please. And they finished him off with the French call a coup de grace. They shot him in the head. And then they got in their cars. They picked up a sneaker that was on the ground. And they took off. They got away. And then they hijacked another car, And when they hijacked another car, the one they abandoned, one of them left their ID in there. And then the French press said there was four, including a woman. And then when the story, never believe the first announcements. They're usually about 50% accurate. A friend of mine used to say, believe half of what you see, believe nothing of what you hear and half of what you see. And so they finally caught up with two of them and killed them. And then a third one shot a woman policeman who was unarmed. Okay? There you go. There you go. A woman policeman. Political correctness kills more people than any other terroristic act. So all the heads of state showed up for a tribute to Charlie. And the big sign was, Je suis Charlie. I am Charlie. And there was over a million there, including the heads of state. And if there's any sign of combat, our president doesn't go. He sent his number one henchman, the guy that used to run all the guns to the narco-terrorists in Mexico that killed at least 100,000 Mexicans that you won't read about in the press. And if you do, it's the 30-second news with a commercial in between. Yeah. What's his name? Fast and Furious Holder. Yes, so President Obama bin Laden, he sent Holder in his place because I think he was golfing that day. And all the heads of state were in Paris. Bibi Netanyahu was there. The Hamas leader was there. Of course, the girl from Germany was there. And Angela Merkel, and then there was the British guy who isn't any sex scandals this week. No, he's innocent. It's the it's the other British guy, Prince Edward. There should be a joke. You got Prince Edward in a can, you know, let him out. And Prince Edward, Bonnie Prince Edward, he wasn't there, but the Prime Minister of England was there. And they all marched in lockstep, Je suis Charlie. Some Americans are saying, you know, it was four terrorists. Actually, it was only three, and the girl that they said was there was not there, which goes to show you their intelligence sucks. And they think she was in Syria before it all started. She lit out just as they went to work. So there was only three of them, three terrorists, and some of the jokes going around are if there were five terrorists, the country would have surrendered. Typical French, they surrender to everything. I feel sorry for the French. They're in trouble. They're losing their country. They're going to be strangers in their own land. One day they'll be told that if they don't speak Arabic, they're going to have their heads cut off. Yeah. They'll bring back the guillotine. The Muslims will bring back the guillotine. Oh, that's the bad Muslims, because, you know, there's good Muslims, too. Yeah, I know this one guy. So, Obama bin Laden sends the second most arrogant man in the country to represent the USA. I don't know what USA he's representing. It ain't my USA he's representing. That's Eric Holder. But you know what happened? He wasn't in the front row. You know why? He was detailed at the Paris airport. It turns out he's on a terrorist watch list put out by the Tea Party. Unbelievable, man. Are we in trouble? Huh? Are we up to a fat lady's burqa? Are you afraid of commitment? We did the Union Thug hit me on the head. Conservatives must stand up to Obama. Grab a pair. We did that. Grab a pair before they're gone. They're going to outlaw. Yeah. Don't trust anybody. I hear this guy is great on 970 AM. He's from Chicago. He knows more about New York than I know about Chicago. Joe Walsh, he is fantastic. You got to catch him. He's on 970 AM, The Answer. And another one that's good that doesn't get too much play, Michael Medved. He is a kosher conservative. And just like Mark Levin. Mark Levin's a kosher conservative. Mark Levin could be the first Jewish president. And he is winning the hearts of a lot of people. But Joe Walsh, he is standing up for New York, New York City cops, and he's doing a fantastic job. So having said that, we talked about Holder. First Navy SEAL. Let's see what the First Navy SEAL says. Speaking of a sacrifice, I just wanted to tell you about O'Neill. O'Neill is my hero. O'Neill is an average American. He is a God and country boy. He is a father's a favorite son. He is the backbone of America. He went on 400 missions. And if you heard him talking, he told you on this Bin Laden mission where he went, bop, bop, bop. Every time I say O'Neill, I should say, bop, bop, bop. Because that's how long it took to put Osama to sleep. O'Neill went on 400 missions over 16 years, okay? When he went on this one, he didn't expect to return. He got a bonus. He survived. They expected to go into Osama's house rigged with explosives, and that when Osama died, they would die too. And they were willing to do that to avenge 9/11. Which the communist media immediately, while people were jumping off of rooftops and out of windows, the communist press was telling you, what did we do to deserve this? The communist press is the New York Communist Times. It is the red rag. It's a red rag. So, Obama foreign policy provides fuel for terrorism. Okay, we already know that. And this webpage is not available. All right, if that's the way you want to be. I could tell you that the fuel for terrorism, Obama has completely lost the Middle East. He has lost the Far East. He has given the Middle East to terrorists. And the only guy in the entire Middle East that is representing a country that has a chance to survive is the president of Egypt, General Sisi, and the Egyptian military. If the Egyptian military can drive out the Muslim Brotherhood, ISIL, ISIS, and all the Mickey Mouse groups, if the Egyptian military can do that, they could turn Egypt into the biggest tourist trap in the world. Every Egyptian would be a wealthy man, would be comfortable, would have money in their pocket, and they wouldn't have to go to brotherhood meetings and learning how to die for Allah. Because Allah doesn't want you to die. He didn't create you to die. This is bad. This is really bad. Okay, I know what I got to do. Let me see. We'll go to a tune, and then when I come back, we'll talk some more. And we'll give you... I want to give you something different. Immigration. A mother's love is a blessing. Domino Al Jolson. Comme toi. Being that we're doing French, I'm going to do French and Arabic. We got a French tune. Now, I got two choices here. Alabina singing Comme toi, very sexy, or I have Alida doing a French tune. The French tune is a little more peppy.
J'ai toujours mon petit jardin secret qui est en moi et c'est très bien comme ça d'ailleurs.
If it wasn't for the French, we wouldn't be here as Americans today. We'd be in trouble. We'd be in big trouble. It was French money and guns and ships that helped us win the American Revolution. Louis XIV bankrupted his country so that we could become the king of the hill. And those guys could have eaten cake. The only trouble with the French is that when they had their revolution, when we had our revolution, it was great. It set the pace for this country from now until the day that God calls us all home. And the difference between us and the French is when the French had their revolution, they killed the wrong people. They really got caught up in chopping heads off. So chopping heads off has been going on for a long time. And somebody has to tell the Muslims it's over. Yeah. It is very sad. Seventh century comes to the Wild West. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. Want to hear a tune? I don't know if you're going to understand this tune. But I'll tell you the story behind it. There is a bay of water in Ireland called the Bannerstrand. And when the Irish were trying to regain their freedom after 500 years of slavery to the British crown, they tried to smuggle in, around World War I, 20,000 German rifles. And according to the Judas principle, one out of 12 will betray you. Somebody betrayed their smuggling of the rifles, and a gentleman named Roger Casement was bringing the rifles, and I think he was a Brit, but he was an Irishman at heart, and he believed in the Irish cause, and he put his life on the line. Because I think they call him Sir Roger in the song. They brought Sir Roger home again. And that means they brought him back because he was sent to England and hanged after he was caught. And he was caught by the Brits when this German ship was trying to unload 20,000 German rifles. So I'll give you the tune. The girl has a French accent or a Gaelic accent.
On the bright Friday morning, or late in the month of May, the German ship was seen yelling beyond there in the bay, with 20,000 rifles ready for tonight. But no one's worrying senior come from the lonely Bannerstrand. No come. Dear, is to welcome me, the Roger sadly sang. No comrade is to welcome me, love them will be there. But I must do my duty, not once I'm in to love. So in the boat he put ashore on the lonely Bannerstrand. Was in
might not catch this in the news, but I got it up now. I'm going to tell you about it. Inseparable couple of 70 years dies on the same day. Now, you got people that can't. There are people that go on a honeymoon and come back and call it quits. And if you can get 5 years out of a good marriage today, you're doing good. Out of any marriage, it is really sad, really absolutely sad. We've all been Hollywoodized. And at one time, you couldn't even get a divorce in Hollywood. You had to go to Mexico. An inseparable Ohio couple not only lived nearly seven decades together, they died on the same day. Articles in the Advertiser Tribune. After spending their entire lives together, 88-year-old Gene Warrington and his wife, Pat, died within hours of each other. So they're making the journey home to start a new life. And Gene visited his wife in her hospice room. They got a picture of her. She's beautiful. She's young. She's beautiful. And he's in a U.S. Navy uniform. He's a good-looking guy. He visited his wife in her hospice room and knew she was about to die, telling his son, Phil, life's not going to be fun anymore. A few days later, Gene, who was also in hospice care, just gave up on living. He went back to his room, he laid down, and he decided to die. Gene passed away on December the 27th, and 8 hours later, Pat also died. Unbelievable. The two met in junior high school and secretly eloped before Gene left for World War II. And when he returned, he said he never wanted to be without her again. And so ends the tale of Gene and Pat. 70 years of marriage. God bless them. And I'm sure God is blessing them. Okay. Having said that, we will do a tune. What kind of tune are we going to do? Blue Bayou? We'll do Blue Bayou by Roy Orbison.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou. Where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. All of fishing boats with their sails afloat. If I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be. Oh, to see my baby again, and to be with some of my friends. Maybe I'd be happy then on Blue Bayou.
I'm going back someday, gonna stay on Blue Bayou. Where the folks are fine and the world is mine on Blue Bayou. All that girl of mine by my side, the silver moon and the evening tide. Oh, some sweet day gonna take away this hurting inside. I'll never be blue, my dreams come true on Blue Bayou.
Here's something by the Tea Party, somebody who writes for the Tea Party. I really thought long and hard, but I have to share it with you. I promised you that I would always be forthright and honest, no matter how grim or frightening. I'm having trouble believing it myself. My thoughts are filled with unthinkable acts Obama is planning to commit against our beloved nation, now that he has nothing to lose and cannot be reelected. The abuse of power and the blatant disregard for the office of the President of the United States has shocked patriots everywhere. The bum works for us. We should not let him turn the tables. That's me. Embarrassed America and a fraction of the freedom that we all have come to love and embrace. Obama's actions are utterly disgraceful, from his actions to legalize illegals, they're invaders, to his willingness to import. And I got to tell you something. If you think it's bad in the Middle East, you should take a little quiet trip down to Mexico and get in with the people that are having trouble with the narco-terrorists and find out what's really going on down there. 43 students from one school were killed by the cops. How's that? And then they blamed it on the narco-terrorists, so they gave the job to the narco-terrorists to bury them. How's that? The president is a narco-terrorist. And look what he did to Tamarissi. And look what our president did to Tamarissi. He wouldn't do anything for Tamarissi, a Marine sergeant who served his country and was suffering from PTSD. But he promoted a private communist Islamo-Camo who abandoned his post. He promoted that private to sergeant. And he traded five governors of a terror land for one Beau Bird call. Unbelievable. Well, he groped his mommy. Yeah, he was hugging a little bit too, close there. Yeah. And every day I hear more stories of how congressmen are worrying about the shot. One term per termite. One congressman, one term. Goodbye. Thank you. I don't care what you say, how many speeches you got written, who writes your speeches. One term, get your gear, get out. Nobody is indispensable in the American people's government. Nobody. Every day I hear more stories how congressmen are worrying about the shockwaves that could smother America. Big deal if they're worrying. What are they doing about it? And turn our great land into a third world nation overnight. Hey, not a shot was fired, and governments were taken over. Ask the Poles, ask the Czechs, ask the Lithuanians, ask the Latvians, ask the Cuban people how it's going. How's that communist thing working out for you? What are you eating over there? It looks like a Van Gogh. Yeah, it's a still life painting. I'm eating the bananas. Obama will wreak havoc from the stock market to the supermarket. Don't let them jack up the price of oil. Don't let them cut themselves in for any penny of that oil. All that oil revenue belongs to you. In this country, gas should be 27 cents a gallon. Yeah, and I don't care what anybody else is paying. That used to be the old communist lie. What are you complaining about? $3. They're paying $5 in Europe. Well, let them pay $5 in Europe. Here we want it for 27 cents a gallon. We're Americans. We're different. We have a spirit that nobody else has. We have guns. Yeah, wouldn't the communists love to take them all away, huh? Wouldn't they? Buy more. Buy more. Start thinking automatic. All right. I only got a few. Oh, we ran out of time. An hour went by fast. Maybe I didn't set the clock right. Okay, let's see what else we got to read. We'll do a little. The Drifters. Let me find the Drifters, and we'll play a song that drives the atheists crazy. Let's see if we got it here. Come on, show Daddy. No? Okay. All right. We're going to play a tune for the GIs who are suffering from PTSD. We're also going to play this same tune for women who are considering ejecting a human being. That maybe there's another way you could find to solve your problem and save a child. If you allow that child to grow up, they will say, "I love you, Mommy." And you will find no greater love. And on your deathbed, that child will hold you by the hand. So, and also for the teenagers out there who are going through divorced parents, because I know it's racking you, and you have nobody to turn to but the wrong people. Be careful. And there's one person you can always talk to. He's always listening, and you can talk to him anywhere. That's our show, folks. We're going to sign off. Have a nice night. Let's see what Monday brings.